And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of March, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who said it's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. And that was Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904, the author of Horton Hears a Who, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, Green Eggs and Ham, 60 children's books in all. He was the grandson of German immigrants. He was a lifelong Lutheran, graduated from Dartmouth, dropped out of Oxford. His mother was 6 feet tall, weighed 200 pounds. She was a competitive platform high diver. His father inherited a brewery a month before Prohibition began. Eventually, he became a zookeeper and brought young Theodore with him to work. At Dartmouth, Geisel majored in English. He wrote for the campus humor magazine. One night, he was caught drinking gin, and the Dartmouth administration disciplined him by making him resign from all of his extracurricular activities, including the humor magazine. He was the editor-in-chief. And from then on, he wrote for the magazine under a pen name. He used his mother's maiden name, Seuss, which was pronounced Seuss, the way it would be said in Germany. But people kept mispronouncing it Seuss, and eventually Dr. Seuss embraced the mispronunciation. His first children's book was in 1937, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street. He wrote that book and much of the rest of his life's work in rhyming anapestic meter, also called trisyllabic meter, which he found very alluring, very catchy, the meter that goes da-da-dum, 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 and today the great Yertl, that marvelous he, is king of the mud, that is all he can see. Dr. Seuss came along at a time when people were getting tired of the old Dick and Jane reading books for children. His publisher at Random House said, "Write me a story that first graders can't put down." And they gave him a short list of words that first graders should know. He spent 9 months composing The Cat and the Hat, which uses just 220 different words. It's 1,700 words long. Dr. Seuss said, "Writing for children is murder. Every word has to count." But within 5 years of its publication, The Cat and the Hat had sold 1 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Gerald Loughlin entitled Unbeldee. Because my daughter's eighth grade teachers are having what is called an in-service day, which means, in fact, an out-of-service day, she is spending this Friday home with me. So I get up in time to take us on this summery day in March for a light lunch at a legendary cafe near the yacht marina. Then we feed some ducks before catching the cheap early bird showing of my cousin Vinny, at which we share a dessert of a box of Milk Duds large enough to last us the entire show. Afterwards, we drive to a shoe store to get her the Birkenstocks she's been coveting, but they're out of her size. In green, we leave an order and stop for dinner at Norm Calvin's Texas-style hole-in-the-wall barbecue rib factory. When we get home, I am smart enough to downplay to my wife what a good day we have had on our own. Later, saying goodnight to my little girl, already much taller than her mother, I say, days like today are the favorite days of my life, and she knows it is true. Unbeldee, a poem by Gerald Loughlin, from his new and selected poems, published by World Parade Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.